The Tampa Bay Partnership has been working to drive economic growth among seven Bay Area counties since 1994. They coordinate efforts among various local economic development groups and provide measurements for companies that are considering investments here. Chris Steinacher is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Partnership.
Well, what we first of all do is we work with who we have in this community. We have a lot of wonderful economic development partners throughout the whole seven-county region. What we try to do are a couple things. First of all, we try to provide good information. A scorecard is one example of that. But a lot of the other data and recent relocation information, recent successes, we try to really capture what's going on. We have a large market. You're talking about 14th largest market in the country, 4 million people. There's a lot of assets. What we get to do is we tally up all those resources, we tally up all those assets, and begin to tell the story.
Starting in 2005, the Tampa Bay Partnership has tracked various economic statistics comparing the Bay Area with five other southeastern metro areas. The Bay Area was ranked number 2 in the first scorecard. Its rank suddenly declined and ranked last by late 2006. Since then, the Bay Area has slowly recovered, regaining the number 3 slot in the early 2009. In the scorecard released today, the Bay Area remains number 3 in a tie with Atlanta. Mike Vail is the president and COO of Sweet Bay Supermarkets and leads the scorecard efforts for the partnership.
You know, there's 25 indicators that we measure in the scorecard. You know, 6 of them improved, 4 Tampa, 10 remained unchanged, and only 4 declined. So that's a net two improvement for us. It's the third consecutive scorecard where we've had improving indicators outnumber declining indicators. And you know, I think we have to kind of keep our focus that this is not a dramatic turnaround or a drastic improvement in the economy. Gradual, slow and steady, as I like to say, is a positive place to be in this current economy.
Even in the midst of the recession, there have been wins. Two research-related businesses have recently been started. The good news is, in time, they'll add to the regional economic recovery. The bad news is they are long-term bets. Stuart Rogel is the president of the partnership.
And I think that their business plans are based upon 2 to 3 to 5 years before these discoveries turn into marketable commodities, marketable services, marketable goods. So I think those are really planting the seeds for midterm or longer-term changes in our economy. They won't affect the numbers here necessarily, but those are the kinds of investments that we need to put in to be able to affect our economy going forward.
The information required to help companies make decisions on where to most effectively invest is getting easier and easier to obtain. Steinacher believes that more detailed information is needed to attract investment dollars.
We have to have a lot sharper of a pencil and a lot more pinpointed of an idea of what the questions are, because they're not coming to us anymore saying, what's it like in Tampa Bay? They're coming to say, see that parcel over there with 5,000 square feet? I understand it's $17 a square foot. Can I get it for $15? And can I get 100 IT workers at this cost? Because I understand that the cost is this right now. Is there a way that I can negotiate that down? So these folks that are coming from the rest of the country and the rest of the world have done their homework, their due diligence on our community.
But the scorecard released today indicates that the bottom of the recession has not been reached. All key indicators are still declining. For the Bay Area, the average single-family house price dropped $10,000 in the past year, and the overall regional output dropped by over $2 billion in the same period. Rogel is cautiously optimistic about the Bay Area's recovery.
We're going into 2010 just like we came out of 29, basically in recession. You know, the information we're getting from third-party sources suggests that Florida's going to go through another period of time. The next first 6 months will look like the last 6 months, but then we'll start to see a turnaround. We may see unemployment, you know, go up a little bit more here in this region before we start to see job gains occurring in the second half of the year. And then I think, you know, hopefully 2011, 2012, 2013 looks more like a normal growth pattern for Florida and for Tampa Bay.
All agree that bringing new business into the Bay Area now requires competition on a broader geographic basis. The partnership is considering expanding the scorecard to include metrics from other U.S. and international areas. I'm Alicia Horn with assistance from Mark Anderson for WMNF News.